Welcome back to That's Cricket, and this is your Boxing Day Test Day 1 recap brought to you by Runmaker. What a day of Test cricket. 20 wickets would fall today. Both teams bowled out. Australia back into bat. Wow. I wasn't expecting this. This was not on the bingo card for today's test. Wow. 152 was what Australia put up in their first innings. That was rolled. Thought Australia got absolutely rolled. England went through them. Tong took 5 wickets. Then we're thinking England comes into bat. This is an opportunity for them to put on some runs and really put themselves into this game and really get that moral victory, really fight to get that win in this Ashes series. I don't think it's to be. They go ahead and get rolled for 110. They survive. They don't survive. They get bowled out, and there was still one over left of play to go, so Australia had to come back into bat. Scotty Bowler went out to face the final over, and he got 4 runs on that final ball, and he gets 4. Australia's lead is 46. I'm going to bring it all the way back to the start of play. The pitch was green. The wicket is 10 mils thick. There is so much grass on this wicket. Overcast conditions. England win the toss and they decide to bowl first. It's absolutely ridiculous how much grass is on this pitch. That should be illegal. Curators should be in jail. You should not be having this much grass on the pitch. It's dumb. It's bad for cricket. There's way too many wickets. You got to have roads. There shouldn't be rough. It's rough. You could play. It's like rough PGA rough style green grass on this pitch. You don't need to have the grass that long. It needs to be cut down. Way too much movement off the seam. Way too much in it for the bowlers. I mean, it's going to be all over tomorrow. Maybe we get something in for day 3. Maybe day 4 and day 5 completely out now at this point. It's bad for business. It's bad for everyone. Don't do it. So back to the start. We got Travis Head. He gets off to a pretty good start. They put on 15 runs off the cast over before he gets bowled to Atkinson. He gets 2 back-to-back 4s. They put on 15 runs, and it's like, okay, Australia's rolling. But no, Travis Head, we're going chop it on. Bowled Atkinson. He goes for 12 off 22. Weather rolled. He would get out. Caught behind, down leg side, again, falling over himself, planting that front foot, tilting his head to the side, falling over, caught down leg side. Lavishane gets out driving, caught root at slip. He has to go off bowling of Tong. Tong gets 2 wickets. Then Steve Smith comes in, looking okay. They were like, once he gets past 25 balls, he should go on and do something. He only faced 31 balls, and gets bowled, all ends up by Tong. The ball was incredible, straight through the gate. Not sure what Smith was doing, just swinging the bat, big drive, full face to the bat through the gate. Smith goes for 9. Khawaja, Carey put on a little bit of resistance. Khawaja gets caught behind. Carey gets caught down leg side to leg slip. And there could be a reality watching the replay where he didn't even know the fielder was there. He kind of shuffled his way to the crease. The fielder, Crawley, also came across at the end of the over, shuffled himself over. And then Carey just turned around the corner, hit it straight to him. Cameron Green gets himself run out. He called for the run, hesitated, ran. And then Cass cleaned it up off his own bowling, turns and throws, hit the stumps. Cam Green gets himself run out. Nisa would top score for Australia with 35 of 49. Stark will get caught out off a no ball. No ball. With all the technology and all the cameras and all the no ball stuff they do, they review no balls after every ball. With all of that reviewing, they still didn't pull it back and they let him walk off the field. He just walked himself off the field. They didn't say, hold on a minute. Clear no ball, and the no ball was shown on screen before he had left the field. Got out off a no ball, shouldn't have been out. Boland gets out. the next ball. It goes bang. It's kind of like a bang, bang moment. Richardson not out. Oh, sorry. Well, Nisa gets, it goes Stark gets out, Nisa gets out, then Bowling gets out. And it kind of like a bang, bang play ends the innings. Tung finishes with 5 wickets, 5 for 45 off his 11.2 overs with 2 maidens, economy of 3.97. He's on a hat trick, coming in to the next innings. Because Gus Atkinson bowled that final ball, final over of play. Now, moving in to the England lineup, they come into bat now, and they have a chance to put on some runs. Zach, first to go is Duckett. Duckett goes, just a nothing shot, pushing at this one, just spoons it to Nisa off the bowling of Stark. Stark gets him again. Duckett in real trouble here. All the memes coming out. He's in a lot of trouble. He had to go. Bethel came out in a 3, filling in for Ollie Pope or replacing Ollie Pope. Looks much better on the dance floor than he does at the wicket, at the crease. I was giving him a lot of flack in the lead up, hoping that he would come out and do a Sammy Constis, do something special. Didn't. He's not going to be remembered. Jacob Bethel's not going to be a big cricketer. Mark it down here. He's not going to be a Joe Root. He's not going to be a Steve Smith. He's not going to be a Ponting or a Hussey or a Langer or a Hayden. He's just going to be a flashy cricketer. He's probably going to follow a similar route to Sammy Constis, flash in the pan, and he might come back later when he's older. He's too young to do anything right now. Hasn't got the experience. Shouldn't be batting at number 3. Doesn't even have a first-class 100. Shouldn't be there. Keep him in T20 cricket if you like that. Not for Test cricket. Joe Root goes for a duck of 15 balls. Joe Root, duck. Zach Crawley, gone for 5 of 14. And then it got a little exciting. It got a little exciting after that. After Root got out, because Crawley got out, then Root got out. Then it got a little exciting. This next segment is brought to you by Runmaker. Harry Brook is the Runmaker of today. He scored 41 runs. And Runmaker VR is your very own indoor net facility from the comfort of your own home. With Runmaker, you can train wherever you want with like life pace, refining your technique with real-time feedback and taking sessions inspired by legends in the middle. These Ashes, don't just be a spectator. Own the moment. With Runmaker, you can also record your sessions and send them to your coach so you can improve your game this season. Download Runmaker and save this Ashes with code RUNMAKERSUBE6EFEA to get 50% off your first 6 month subscription before signing up before January 31st. 41 of 34 was Harry Brook's score. And just after that wicket of Joe Root, he literally comes down the pitch and smacks Starkey for 6. Absolutely insane stroke. Harry Brook would hit 2 sixes and 2 fours on his 41 out there with Stokes putting up some sort of resistance. But then, no, Harry Brook would go LBW to Bolin. He was dead plumb in front, just walked off the field, didn't even bother taking the review. Then Jamie Smith would get out bowled by Bolin, 2 of 3. Nothing happening there. Will Jacks would go to Bolin, caught behind off Carey, 5 of 10. Then Ben Stokes caught Smith off Nisa, just pushed it one. You know, he was running out of partners. Pressure was on, just threw the bat at one. Went fishing by the man and rod and reel. Get him some bait and tackle and a boat because he was fishing. Smith catches him. He has to go. Then you got Cass. Skies one out to Scotty Bowling in the deep off Nisa. And then that's all she wrote. And then one more. Yeah, it goes Atkinson. That was the final one. And there, Cass, Atkinson, both out. Yeah, Cass out and Atkinson out. Oh, gets out bold. He gets out eventually. Atkinson gets out bold green for the final. Green gets in the mix, gets a wicket here. For the bowlers, Nisa, 4 wickets, 45 runs, 1 maiden of 10 overs, economy of 4 from 5. Pick of the bowlers from Australia. Also, Scotty B, 3 overs, 30 runs, 1 maiden, and not of his 9 overs. With the way the situation got set up, there was still an hour's play, or there's still over left, or still 1 over left in the day's play. So they had to go back out and face 1 over, and they gave Scott Bolin, the night watchman, got to go out there and face 1 ball, 1 over from Gus Atkinson. and he gets a four off the final ball, nicked down through the slips. But absolutely insanity, this Boxing Day test. I don't know which one's more crazy, last year's Boxing Day test with Sammy Constance or this year's Boxing Day test. I think at this point, I still may say last year's Boxing Day test, having Sammy Constance ramp Bumrah for six, is still more impressive than 20 wickets in a day. Yeah, I'm on the fence. Let me know below. What do you think? Was Sammy Constance's ramp for six more bigger moment or 20 wickets in a day? Only happened three times before. Not many times has there ever been 20 wickets in one day or the same openers batting in the same day. Pretty unbelievable. But that is your Boxing Day Day 1 wrap, brought to you by Runmaker, and that's cricket.